Art Drysdale Vignette. This one is Perennials All Season, number 2321. I've talked about herbaceous perennials that provide color in late summer. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale with Autumn Blooming Perennials. More on them after this. 3, 2, 1. As mentioned last time, herbaceous perennials have the advantage of growing anew from the same roots each spring, but do have a downside as well. Since most have a blooming period of from a week to 4 or 5 weeks, it's necessary to plant a selection of different types in order to ensure that you have color in your garden over the entire season from early April to late October. Once you've accepted that limitation and realized as well that no plant can remain in one place forever without some attention, such as dividing and replanting, you'll be well on your way to having a great herbaceous perennial garden. Remember, it's possible to plant perennials now that will bloom yet this year. In fact, if you're looking for perennials that will give you good bloom right into late autumn, you should be sure to include a selection of both the tall and dwarf Michaelmas daisies. The tall varieties will grow at least to a meter high, and many will reach 5 feet or more. The dwarfs provide mounds of autumn color. Both types come into bloom in September and continue even after a few light frosts in November. Other perennials for autumn bloom include chrysanthemums, available in a wide range of colors, Helen's flower, a brilliant yellow, and purple showy stonecrop. All of these planted in your garden now will assure you a brilliant display come the end of the gardening season each year. I'm Art Drysdale.